Do an intro. Oh, I'm always doing.
Hello and welcome to Huckabee's Boots live from the Strazy Hotel.
Stop that.
Yeah, start again.
No, we'll carry on.
We can keep that in anyway.
Well, but, as you might be able to tell, Jimmy's back and he's still an idiot.
Jimmy's back. We thought we'd let him do an intro.
It's £2 a pint, £2.50 on non-match days.
Don't care about that.
Welcome
to Huckabee's Boots. It's the promotion podcast.
Yeah, it is.
We are the Premier League promotion podcast. We're back. Jimmy's back.
Hello.
From his hiatus.
Hello.
Where have you been?
I've been squandering in Durham.
Okay, that's enough. Have you been, Dan?
Oh, I've been fine. I've been on Carrow Road.
Yeah?
Where I always am.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, you're not on Carrow Road. I live on Carrow Road.
Right, what should we start with today?
Let's start with the fact that we've been promoted.
Hang on.
There's a bus. Let's start with the fact we've been promoted.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
Should we go... Let's go back to...
We have been promoted twice in the last 2 years.
Let's go back to 3 months ago when we lost to a podcast and can remember all the matches we missed out on.
Derby game, actually, 3-2. That was the pinnacle moment, I think. Oh. If Jackson hadn't scored in the 99th minute, whatever it was,
95th.
We would have got a draw. We drew today. I mean, we probably would have won today, to be fair, but... We could have drawn 2-2 today. We could be looking at third.
It would have been hanging in the balance.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely credible. We put all the pressure on Cardiff. And on Monday night, Cardiff screwed up big time.
Hanging like Russell Martin. That's all I want to say.
Hanging?
Hanging.
He was hanging.
He was hanging out.
He was hanging. Well, I don't know about foie, but, you know.
Foie!
Russell Martin in his pants. We heard the song sung today.
Let's just say Will Horsfield sung it as well.
Will Horsfield sung it, the voice of Carrow Road, or the Barclay. you might know him.
The size of the Barclay, the horse, in terms of height.
It's at 7'8".
Joy Giraffe.
Normally he talks in like a quiet, sort of laid back, mousy kind of voice. But when he gets to Carrow Road, he goes, go, go, oh, really loud, booming, really loud.
Oh, dear,
he likes
mate.
To... I don't know, come alive. But anyway, promotion, fantastic.
Brilliant, yeah.
Portsmouth, 1-0. Start with that.
Let's let Jimmy talk about it.
Well, it was a very good game. I came back from work and it was 0-0 at half time, and you know, still struggling to actually get the goal that mattered, because obviously Cardiff had lost, and it does actually put pressure on Norwich to be able to get that winning goal, which put us in the possession of promotion. So to get it 3 minutes after the restart was very, very important, because it then meant he had that cushion, and it would require two goals from Portsmouth to put Norwich in the same position
really?
As Cardiff.
Two goals?
Yeah,
two goals.
Well, to win.
As, oh, 2-1.
To the same position as Cardiff, then they're about the same position as the situation was in the first place, which is very unlikely to happen because Portsmouth are 15th and 16th in the table. But they managed to hold on for 40 minutes, and Portsmouth played well to try and break them down. But Norwich held on, and they were absolutely fantastic.
What about David Jones and Cardiff just blowing it?
Just blowing it, because they went out on the piss.
They did, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah, a bit of talk about Cardiff.
The fans really reacted badly to it, the Cardiff fans. I was speaking to a Cardiff fan this week, and they were like, you know, how can the players go and do this? We pay them so much money. We've got the best team in the league. They have got the best team in the league,
Peter
no
Whittingham.
Doubt. But...
Have
the
they?
Thing is,
yes.
Yeah, they have.
How
they
can
have.
You say that?
They, no, on paper.
On paper?
Let me finish my point. Anyway, the point is that the supporters were saying it's terrible they've done this. They all went out and got drunk at the supporters awards evening.
Yeah.
So Cardiff bombed it up for themselves. You know, they've got big time Charlies there, haven't they? You know, like Bellamy, like Boffroyd, like people like that. That just bottled it. They're like Leeds. They've bottled it every year.
Yeah.
For how many years? Leeds bottled it this year. They bottled it the last 4 or 5 years down in League One, haven't they?
Yeah.
So, you know, Dave Jones, I think it's a bit of sour grapes with him, that with our fixtures.
Oh, that's absolutely lunacy.
Terrible,
the fixtures
it?
Are produced at the beginning of the season.
Well, no, they've been changed, obviously,
well,
due to
they
television.
They get manipulated a bit, but hardly any difference. David Jones is a very good manager, so about him, and Cardiff are a very good side, and I think they will get through the playoffs, but... You know, you've now got Cardiff for playing Nottingham Forest and Swansea against Reading. The pressure on Cardiff and Swansea is enormous. Which Welsh side will get through, if either?
Swansea.
Well, I'd say Swansea. But the point is, where Dave Jones is making with the fixtures, at certain points in the season, Cardiff will have had more rest than us. Like, you know, over a Christmas period, they may have had 2-3 more days rest than us. It all evens itself out by the end of the season.
It's all rubbish anyway. Sour grapes.
Yeah.
I mean, we played before before we had this Thursday night game at Ipswich, we had like three games in 6 days. Ridiculous.
I think it was. Wasn't it over Christmas when Norwich had five games in 12 days? That's incredible.
It happens a lot. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's the way that you deal with it. Lambert rotated the squad well. He kept everyone fit and up for it. You notice Lansbury was playing a lot of midfield. And then towards the end of the season, he was on the bench.
Yeah.
Can I just say, Paul Lambert is God. Somebody, I was saying this on the footage today that I've recorded from my Facebook page. You've gone from being relegated to the third tier for the first time since 1960, and then lose the first game of the season 7-1 to Colchester. And ever since, it's been up, 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 up. At no point have we lost two games in a row. That is quite extraordinary. It doesn't matter who you are, what league it is, that is quite phenomenal.
I mean, Lambert is the Messiah.
It has to go. All credit to the manager and his staff for doing that. Quite brilliant.
Should we go back to the Ipswich game? 5-1.
5-1.
Phenomenal.
9-2.
9-2. That's, I mean, that promotion this season has been good enough, but to beat the scum along the way, 4-1 and 5-1, cherry on the cake, really.
In the brochure today...
Brochure? What's a brochure? Program, Jimmy. You're a brochure seller, Jimmy.
You don't even know what it's called.
In the programme, it was... same the DVD of the Portland Road match, 5-1. We went one better. What a great title for it. We went
yeah,
one
13
better.
Quid a DVD. Buy them now from the club shop.
Indeed.
Let's not promote club product.
Well, let's promote Norwich. Yeah, more money. People will listen to our podcast. Yeah. Not many, but people do. You can still get the DVD available now from the club shop. £13. Norwich 5.
We are coming live from the Tracy Hotel.
Grant Hall, player of the season.
He's been brilliant. He's been brilliant, but I thought Russell Martin in his
46 games.
Come on.
Every single game.
Every minute of the entire season.
Phenomenal.
He scored 5 goals from right back. He's been solid. He's been brilliant.
I spoke to a Coventry City player supporter today, and they said we've only had one player do that as well, who scored the first goal for Coventry today. To do that is quite phenomenal. 46 games, 90 minutes every time, at right back, because most players are right back, because they're right footed, it's very, very, very difficult to do.
Most players don't play at right back, Jimmy, they are right footed.
No, sorry, because they're right footed. What I mean is, Adam Drury has been out for half the season because he's left footed, there are fewer players who can replace him. That's very, very good. So they'll hold his place when there are so many more right footed players as well. He's done brilliantly.
Jimmy, we've got 3 left footed players that can play at left back. But yeah, that's not the point. Anyway.
But
anyway.
Martin to hold his place like that is but quite extraordinary.
We've only got one right back, but he is the best right back in the league. So,
no doubt. Yeah. I mean, it's the energy. I mean, the Derby game in particular, he was a driving force the last 10 minutes. The amount of forward runs he made, weaving forward runs, really dragged the team forward. And he's the epitome of the last 10 minutes onslaught we seem to batter teams down with. But Grant Holt, I mean, he's been, what, 24, 25 goals?
Brilliant.
Another great goal today. Well deserved, I think. The last 2 seasons, there's 3 men that have brought this club up. Benally, Lambert and Holt on the pitch.
Oh, yeah, run, absolutely.
It's the spine throughout the whole club. We've got McNally doing the stuff behind the scenes. We've got Lambert in the dressing room. Holt on the pitch.
I think Holt's going to be awesome in the Premier League.
I think he will be.
I think he's going to cause a lot of trouble. Rough up people like John Terry and
Kevin
people
Davies.
Like that. Yeah, exactly.
I think Norwich have a fantastic foundation. They've got money behind them through Stephen Fry, Delia Smith and...
Stephen Fry hasn't given us any money.
Well, you know, he's...
Why hasn't he, by the way?
Exactly.
Come on, Stephen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's got to be minted.
But got
he's on audio boo.
Yeah, he is. Money behind them. Fantastic chief executive in David Malley. He's absolutely terrific.
David McNally.
He's very, very good. A brilliant manager in Paul Lambert and a fantastic captain Grant Holt. That is what you need. If you've got those 4 categories sorted out, you're going to be good.
A team than we were last time we got promoted.
Yes. Yes, we are. We've got a more solid foundation. We're a bigger side. We're a more physical side. We're a fitter side. We've got goals in the side. We've got creativity in the side. Something I was speaking about with a lot of fans today is how much more open the Premier League game is. The defences don't come and crash onto you. How much space is Wes going to have?
Yeah.
think of that, and what's he going to be able to do with the ball?
Right, I've got 2 points. First of all, 19 goals have been scored by Norwich this season in the last 10 minutes. That is a huge difference between losing and getting a draw, maybe losing, and also a draw and turning into a win. That is what makes you promoted. The other point being is the fact the Premier League this season is incredibly weak because 10th down to 20th have all got chances of being relegated. And that shows that Norwich can be good.
Do you think, though, that our fitness is just Premier League fitness? Or is it above and beyond what they have in the Premier League currently?
How can it be above and beyond? Where do you go?
No. But
we're Premier League fit.
The thing is, the point I'm trying to make is, are we just as fit as the sides in the Premier League? And that's why we're getting these late goals in the Championship, because the other sides aren't as fit as us.
Well, what I think about the Premiership is, and this is why I'm going to put my neck out and say we're going to finish in the top half, close to the top 10. The top 10 in the Premiership is really good, top quality. From 10 to 20 is rubbish, really average. It's like Birmingham, Wigan, Blackpool, Aston Villa, average teams.
Yes, very
and
much
we
so.
will batter them. We might not beat the Man United, well, we might beat the Man United, but
we did last time.
You know, the Premier League top 10 is quality, but from 10 to 20 is average, run of the mill, and we will be right in there.
And I think also a lot to do with it is the fact that it is Fortress Carrow Road and it's a long way to travel to. You know, having not lost two games in a row for nearly 2 years, that makes a huge difference, and teams will be frightened of that no matter how good they are. It is an incredible effort to be able to beat a team who's mentally turned on. Not necessarily physically, because they might not be able to keep up with it, fitness, but mentally they'll put that extra 10% to be able to get to that position where they can get the draws when they're losing and get the wins when they're drawing.
Point I've really got with it as well is not that it's Fortress Carrow Road. Our promotion season this year has been based a lot on our away form. Now, if that's something we can take to the Premier League, you know, clubs struggle away from home when first season they go up. If we can get in there and we can go and play the football we've played in the Championship away this season and win games, then top half, definitely, Matt.
It's the attacking mentality we have away from home, or the Cavalier style, as some people call it. I've noticed that this season, teams at home don't know how to play again. Well, they struggle against our away attacking mentality. And it works really well, because if you think about it, teams at home are meant to be on the attack, and majority of teams go away and sit deep and try and defend. So if you go away, and the home team are going to be open and attacking, so if you attack that, then it should be more space for you.
Well, I think Gone has the adage of win at home, draw away. I think Lambert has brought into the case of actually, doesn't matter where you're playing, you go and try and win.
Well, I said before, our sort of game plan was draw your home game, win your own games. I said it before, and it's worked a treat.
What do you think of what Lambert came on the pitch and said today?
Brilliant. I mean, we saw McNally on the pitch at Portsmouth, punching the air, and it's just fantastic. It's synonymous of the attitude.
He
and the
really
passion.
Cares, doesn't he?
Lambert
really
does. It's magnificent. I mean, people talk about him moving on, talk about West Ham coming in. It's ridiculous. I don't think Lambert will go anywhere. He's fantastic for the club.
I think he'll give us a season or two, definitely, in the Premier League. He's destined for bigger things. He's destined for
greatness.
Man United, Chelsea,
most
somewhere like that. Of course
most
he
definitely.
Is. Yeah. Of course he is.
Top manager in the making.
Yeah. But I don't think he'll be at Norwich all his career.
No.
I said on my Facebook broadcast, I said that...
Facebook broadcast?
Yes, it is, yes.
What are you on about?
My recordings, which I've
been... Only Jimmy watches.
It's not a Facebook broadcast. It's a rubbish video recording when you sang some taco and then you put it on Facebook. It's not an official Facebook broadcast.
It's still pretty good.
It's appalling quality.
All I would say is, though, that I think it would be very sad if somebody tried to pick up Lambert before next season starts. I think Paul should give it one season, see how it goes. If we get relegated, then can we get relegated? If we survive, if we can lose him to, say, one of the top six clubs for a good price, fine.
But let's just move on.
He's
not going anywhere.
I think he'll stay.
Let's move on. Lambert committed to the says. I don't think Lambert will go. Lambert at the board meeting committed to the 7-year plan. Okay.
Someone's phone going off. Brilliant.
Lambert committed to a 7-year plan. He did that at the board meeting. He's done it in two.
Yeah.
He's done it in a year. The 7-year plan was this year. He's done it in a year to get into the Premier League. He was committed to stay there for 7 years. I think he'll stay there for a substantial amount of time and try and do his best at Norwich City Football Club. I don't think we'll have the knee-jerk reactions like we had when Worthington had a bit of a bad patch when we went down, and Roy Blower, idiot, went. Well, he is. Yeah. We can talk about Roy Blower being an idiot, can't we?
We can. Well, he's all right.
Yeah, but
he made some. Carry on.
He made some mistakes, but I think Lambert's in it for the long term.
I just thought a brilliant thing. Could it be that Paul Lambert being a Scot is the next Alex Ferguson?
Well, yeah,
Aberdeen, not much of a side, like Colchester, goes and wins the UEFA Cup in 83. Then goes on to Manchester United, not much of a side in the middle 80s. Suddenly, Manchester United, the greatest team this country's ever had. Hmm. Okay, Norwich will never be like that, but can he do that sort of thing? I think he can. Brilliant. I really do think Paul can do something for us.
Well, we'll wrap it up, I think.
I just want to...
One more thing from Dan.
Yeah, Russell Martin in his pants.
I forgot about that. Oh, yeah. Russell Martin in his pants. We came up with a song last week after the Portsmouth game. The second we saw Martin in his pants. We were singing it.
We were singing it.
We got the Barclays singing
about, anyway.
Russell Martin was in his pants. On
did
the
you not watch? No, when they were celebrating in the dressing room.
I didn't see it. I missed that bit.
It was like in this black G-string, wasn't it?
Black.
Oh my God.
Black pair of wife fronts.
Budgie smugglers.
Oh dear.
Wearing his budgie smugglers.
That's quite apt.
And great song. Russell Martin in his pants. I've been tweeting it and Facebooking it all week and pinkoning it. We did hear it.
The words are on the pinkin.
We did hear it.
Will Horsfield, as you say, the voice of the Bartley. Was
voice of the
it.
Bartley. But,
who was it that went head over heels over the big balloon when they did the dive at your end?
That was Tierney, wasn't it, again?
Tierney, I think.
I thought he'd broken his neck.
Tierney's cartwheels.
I think
flag waving.
Lansbury did about a bit of that as well.
Lansbury shit at Cardi, shit at FIFA.
But greater cartwheels.
But greater cartwheels and greater football.
Speaking of the lap of honour and the celebrations will be fully recorded. Got full video coverage of that. It will be up on the site, huckabeesboots.com, very shortly. Well, probably over the weekend. But we'll be back next week for another podcast. Not sure when, but we will be back.
Yeah, we're going to come back after the parade at some point.
After the parade at some point. Yeah. But in the meantime, on the Ball City, Premier League, here we come. Thanks to Jimmy for joining us.
Hello.
No, all right.
Bye.
Thanks to Dan again.
Hello.
We'll be back next week on the Ball City. Come on, Premier League.